And the day of the Tuwi, Wednesday night, I wish Lou and Manus.
Good evening, everyone. The shaila we have tonight is a shaila that happened to me on Pesach. The shaila was, on the sign it says, what happens if you set a motzi on challah, on Shabbos Yontif, and you realize, after saying a motzi, before you ate, you realize there's only one challah. This is in Lecha Mishnah. It happened to me on Pesach. Why did it happen? Normally on Chalas. Oh, not on Chalas. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. For the Maiz on Chalas, normally you know if there's one or two there. But on Pesach, it's Matzah. And the Maiz, it's in a Matzah Dekel, covered over. And the Maiz, I got it ready before Kiddush. I got all the Matzahs ready. I only had one Shonim of one type of Matzah. I wanted to get a different Matzah. I got sidetracked into something else. I only had one Matzah there. I made Kiddush. Everyone went to wash. And he said, I'm Oitzi. Sorry?
What was broken? He didn't realize.
That might be different. That might be a different side. I'll cop on the matter too. Right. But the Maisa, the Matzias was, I took out the matzah and I saw there was only one. What do you do in this matzah? You said, I'm Oitzi. Yam Mekayim Lecha Mishnah. What should you do? What should you do? So the Shai is what it's telling. Most people who saw the sign said, it's the last case. What can you do? You said I'm Oitzi. What should you do about it? Sorry?
You have to take a bite.
You have to take a bite. Now?
Now, sure.
Is there anything else to do?
Yeah. Oh,
that's it.
No,
so we'll see. What should you do in the Maisa? So, there was a tzad, I should say Baruch Shem, and then do Lecha Mishnah. Is that a reason? Is that something to do? Should you say Baruch Hashem? It's the Lecha Mishnah. You have to, every time you say Hamoitzi on Shabbos, every single time you have to have Lecha Mishnah. Some people think it's only when you have Shalosh Suddos. The three Suddos you have to have Lecha Mishnah. It's not true. If you decide to have on a long Shabbos afternoon, you want to have a Suda at 4 o'clock and another Suda you're going to have at 8 o'clock. Every single time you say Hamoitzi, you need Lecha Mishnah. It's not that good in Shalosh Suddos. Every time you say Hamoitzi on Shabbos in Yom Tov, you have to say Lecha Mishnah. So the Maisa haven't said. So Baruch Shem L'Chaira is not a Eitza. And the reason is, because in Chayodom state, Lecha Mishnah is not Ma'akif. Lecha Mishnah is not Ma'akif. You should L'chatchila do it. It passes the Draponotik in Lecha Mishnah. But it's not Ma'akif. Maisa is Tafan over here. L'Chaira it should be Tafan. But the Maisa, that's what you come today to say a Chiddush. But then Lecha Mishnah is the Maisa. Pashas in the Rabbanon. Every Suda you have on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have to have Lecha Mishnah. The Makor is a state in Shazar Shalach by the mom. Everybody took Lecha Mishnah that was double on Erev Shabbos and also Erev Yom Tov. It was also double. And because of that, Chazal made the Zecha to the Ness of the mom. We make Lecha Mishnah, we take Lecha Mishnah every Suda of Shabbos in Yom Tov. In Gemara state in Shabbos of Kuf Yizayin, Omer Rababa, the Shabbos Chayev Odom Livtsoya al Shtei Kikrus. The Chiyuv is Livtsoya al Shtei Kikrus. It doesn't say Levorich al Shtei Kikrus, it says Chayev Odom Livtsoya al Shtei Kikrus, the Chiv, and it brings the Pasuk in Pasha B'Shalach. What does it mean Livtsoya? Vipoitzea. So Rashi and Iran say, Levorich, Livtsoya, Birchas Hamoitzi. The Brocha. Parshas Rashi means the Brocha. The Brocha of Hamoitzi Lechem and Oil should be said on Lechem Mishnah. That's how we all talk on Torah now as well. Right? There's a chiyuv to make a Birchas Hamoitzi on Shabbos and Yom Tov on Lechem Mishnah. That's a Loshon of Rashi. Livtsoya, the Gemara is Livtsoya, so Rashi, Birchas Hamoitzi. Now, how many are you supposed to cut? You cut one or you cut two? You take Lecha Mishnah, you make a bracha, Birchas Hamoitzi, now what do you do? So the Ikar Halacha is, you only have to cut one. But the Gaon holds, you cut straight through both of them. As well, I want to say, by Moshe Shtemuch, Shlita, Friday night, he did Minhag Agra, his shul school, Beit Knesset Agra, I think so, and he cut straight through both Chalas. That's the Why? Peshay nivtzoya. Nivtzoya al shnei alechem. Al shnei kikras. You should cut two kikras pashas. Rashi's al brikas amaisi. Well, pashas nivtzoya means to cut. Chayav al nivtzoya. But amaisa, it's a gold pshat. But the Gemara, pashas doesn't mean that. The Gemara goes weiter and says, Omer Ravashi, chazino li Rav Kana. I saw Rav Kana, the knockout tarati, he took tarati, or bot sachoda. He only cut into one. Why? Omer liktu ksiv. In Loshna Pasuk says, Loktu Lechem Ishna. They took Lechem Ishna. They didn't say they made a bracha on Lechem Ishna. They cut Lechem Ishna. They cut both. Loktu, they took Lechem Ishna. They took Lechem Ishna. That's the kiyum of Lechem Ishna. So go and grab the holes. You cut through both. Oh, but the Ikka Halacha is, and that's what we all know, most of us, that we cut one. Now, some of those, it's good to know, Shah's a person makes a mozi. It's not Sam. Make a bracha during the week as well as Megaris. You're supposed to touch your whole 10 fingers on the lechem. Not stam, yeah, just touch it like this or touch it with one hand. You're supposed to touch it with 10 fingers. It's a halacha kapaskunt in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samach Zayin, in Chela Beis. Esed, boys, you should cut, you should hold the challah with. Keneged, a few different reasons. What's the reason? One reason is keneged atalich shalapas. All the malachas that are done in the Sodeh. There's about 10 different malachas that are done till you get to your bread on your plate. Another thing, connected Eser Tevo is the Brikas Hamoitzi. There's 10 words in the bracha of Hamoitzi Lechman Oetz from the beginning. Another thing, Eser Tevo is the Poto Shlem Atzmiya Chotzel Abehema. And there's also, in Enei Chere Lecha Yisabeiru HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us food, there's 10 words. The Pasuk Eretz Chitos Oira Shuvas Aminim. And the Pasuk Yitem Lecha. Everyone wants the brachas of Yitem Lecha. It's also 10 words. So, Maisa, you're supposed to put Lechatchila, it's not because Shein Azach, it's Kepasim and Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to put 10 fingers on your, every time you say Amoitzi, even one piece of bread. It might be quite hard to get around one slice. But the Maisa, the Zahav Din, you Mekayim, and Din and Shulchan Aruch, every time you say Amoitzi, on one piece of bread, you put your Esed, or your Yomakayamavish. You don't say you have to eat it either. Yeah, you make the bracha and you can put it into one hand after that. But Rosh Hashanah, the bracha, it's supposed to be Esther, it's voice on that bread. Now, to go back to Lechem Mishnah. Noshim are also Chayv and Lechem Mishnah. The same way men are. Chayv and Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Now, what do we do about our case? So there was somebody who saw the sign. And someone said, L'chayra, you should have to have another Suda. Because you missed this one. You missed this Lechem Mishnah, you should have to have another Suda. So I told him, L'chaira, that's not correct, because there's no din to have Shorish Sudas on Lechem Mishnah. Forget, every Suda you have to have Lechem Mishnah. If you've missed it, you might have missed it. There's no way of making up for it. Because next time you make a Suda and you say Lechem Mishnah, you chayim anyway after that Suda. You can't make up for what you did. L'chaira, that wouldn't be an Eitzah. Just to wash again. L'chaira, that's anyway got its own chiyuv. If you want to wash again, you're going to have to make a Lechem Mishnah anyway. You can't correct what you did on this point. So what is the Eitzah? Are we taka stuck? Like the Chaya Olam taka said, the person doesn't have a Lechem Mishnah in your house, you don't starve on Shabbos. You make a Moitzi on one. Or some say even if you haven't got a Sholem, take a Prusa and a Chanami, take one and a half. The vote is, you make a Lechem Mishnah that way. But Korban, it's not Ma'ak of Lechem Mishnah. But is there any Eitzah in this Oifen that we have to Mekayim Lechem Mishnah in our case? The Pashas, we're done, right? There's nothing to do about it. Here comes the Chiddush. There's a halacha kapaskin in Reish Samach Aleph. Also, a person who made a mistake on Shabbos. The halacha is, normally we make Kiddush on Yain, and then Hamoitzi on Pas with Lechem Mishnah. What happens? A person got completely sidetracked, he didn't know where he was holding. And he sits down and forgets to make Kiddush. He just makes straight away Hamoitzi Lechem and Aretz. Comes home, Hamoitzi Lechem, he's very hungry. He's status quo the whole week, no Kiddush. Straight away he said Hamoitzi. What does he do now? And he chaps before he tasted the bread. He said Hamoitzi Lechem and Aretz. Hey, Shabbos. What should he do now about Kiddush? So here's a big Kiddush. Normally, the only time you make Kiddush on bread is if you don't have wine in the house. Which most of us haven't come to that stage that we have our matzah, there's no wine. Normally you only make Kiddush on the pass. It's a theoretical thing we learn, it's not practical. Because the ma'aseh normally there's wine in the house. Zot the Shulchan Aruch, in this case, when a person said Amoitzi by mistake, he has to say Kiddush now on pass. Why? Because he can't say Hoy for Agofen, because it's going to be a hefsek. Yeah. Straight away. He said, I'm going to lechem an aret. He leaves the wine in the fridge, or the wine on the table, he leaves it there, and he says now, Baruch atah Hashem lekidim alecha, oinam ashek yidishonu, the whole nusach of kiddush on Friday night. Why can't he say? Because that's a nusach of kiddush. What's a hefsek? If you had only a pas in the house, what do you say for kiddush? Hamoitzi? And then you say the kiddush. That's what you do. So in this case, that's what you have to do. Why do you do that? Why can't he say it? Why can't he bring wine now? Because he can't say agopen. Because he said amoitzi lechem an aret. If you say agopen, it's going to be a hefsek. Right, so hefsek and amoitzi. So you keep the wine where it is, and you say, you said amoitzi, now you say kiddush. Let's go past the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Aleph. Sorry, Reish Ayin Aleph. Sorry. Reish Ayin Aleph. Sorry? No, if you haven't made a hamoitzi, then make it not wine. He's got wine then. Yeah, then you can make, then you have, it's not a nusach. Yeah, you can be like a yekid, so yekid do that. They do natilas adayim, they wash always your pocket. There's no hefsek there. But over here is the problem, because he said hamoitzi. If he said hamoitzi, then you can't say agofen. That's going to be a hefsek. Boss? Oh, then achnami. Then it'll be a different. Then it'll bring the yain out to make kiddush. Yeah. If he ate a piece, he's the rakan within amoitzi. He said it, and then he brings the yain out. That's like a shaitan shofan ochavi. So the Magen Avraham over here says interesting zach. This person's come home, said amoitzi. Now he has to say kiddush on the pass. Zot the Magen Avraham. We're talking about a very interesting person. He made two mistakes. One mistake was he said amoitzi before kiddush. The second mistake was he didn't bring lecha mishnah. He was mamish latumot. He didn't have lecha mishnah and he never said kiddush on wine. So the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch states that he's supposed to say kiddush now on the bread. Oh, but before that, bring lecha mishnah. Bring another pass for your kiddush. Now we're talking about he said amoitzi already. So why did he have to bring another pass? If the Lecha Mishnah is a din in Birkas Hamoitzi, you can't rectify that. You've said Hamoitzi. You said Hamoitzi on one, and now he has to say Kiddush. So the Magen Avraham, bring another pass before Kiddush. Why? We'll come to it. Very good. Very good. So this is a Kiddush from Magen Avraham. Said to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa brings it down. Shemaiti from Shlomo Zalman, what's the hezwa in this Magen Avraham? We all machunach to think that Hamoitzi has to be, it's din in Hamoitzi. Hamoitzi has to be on Lecha Mishnah. So Hashem is obviously with Morgan Avraham. No! It's a din of the beginning of the Suda has to start off on Lecha Mishnah. The Suda has to start with Lecha Mishnah, not the Abrikat Hamoitzi has to be on Lecha Mishnah. The Ascholas Asuda has to be on Lecha Mishnah. So Ibazoi, and El Chalami, Rashi's Abrikat Hamoitzi, that's just Hechatinsa of the beginning of the Suda, is normally the Bracha. But if he said Hamoitzi, Zot the Morgan Avraham, and you haven't had Lecha Mishnah, bring it now! So if Azoi, bring it now, in this case, say Kiddush on it, even though it's a Lamoitzi. So we're made about the fear of Shemaz Alman, in my case, where I took a Lamoitzi, I made Kiddush like I was supposed to online, and then I said Lamoitzi, opened up the matzah cover, and I saw there's only one. What should you do? Before you do anything, you go and get another matzah or challah before you eat. Haschalas hasuda. You pick it up and you break one of them. Like haschalas hasuda should be a starting point with lecha mishnah. Lecha mishnah is not to do with the birkas amoitzi. As if you say the lashon. The lashon is chayav on liftsoya. Liftsoya and the magen avraham magalam pshat and it's gaka kapaskin, which warms it down. That this yisoid of lecha mishnah is haschalas hasuda. Made it even though you said amoitzi. Like the Magen Avraham's kid, I said Amoitzi, now you have to say Kiddush, now you bring in Lecha Mishnah. I said Amoitzi already, it's not a din in Birkas Amoitzi. Normally the beginning of the Suda is Amoitzi. But it's not a din of Shas Amoitzi Davka should be the Lecha Mishnah. Whenever the beginning of the Suda is, that should be, the starting point should be on the Lecha Mishnah. Nebazoi, that's gradually what I did. I gradually took it with Shas Maisa, and I was Mechavim for the Bracha just in case. But the Maisa I found out at the end of the day, which Shlomo Zalman was Taka, held like this, that any time you start the Suda, Ramela, you should start always with Lecha Mishnah. Say that. Sorry? Sorry?
Amen.